Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to the Yilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Maseches Zevachim, Daf Beis. I'd like to start by wishing a mazel tov to all those who have been Mesayim, Masechta Hoiriyos, and Seyde Nezikin. You should be zoiche lahaschil, Masechta Yisusfarim Acherim ulesaimom. We start with excitement, Seyde Kachim. It's be'emes a great schus to be involved in the limud of Seder Kachim. The Gemara Menachas, Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph, says, Kala Oisek B'Toyras Chatos is Ki'ilu Hikriv Chatos, Kala Oisek B'Toyras Osham is Ki'ilu Hikriv Osham, and the Chavetz Chaim in his Akhtama to the Sefer Likutei Halachas on Zvachim says that the Gemara mentions Chatas and Osram only as an extra chiddush, that even though they come on a specific Avera that was done, still it's Ki'ilu, he brought that Chatas and Osram and has a kapara on those Averas. But surely other karbanos, such as the Oila and the Shlamim, that a person brings for Nedavas, when he learns the Inyanim of Oila and Shlamim and all the Avoidas of the Karban, it's as if he brought that Karban. The Medrash in Parashas Tzav says that Hashem told Klal Yisrael, Hoyil va'atem is askim bohem, since you are oisek in the inyanei avoida and in the inyanim of karbonos, ki'ilu atem akrivim oisam, it's as if you brought those karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yod Dalet Amid Beis, tells us that even in the times of the Amiram, where they didn't spend that much time on Zra'im and Taras, because it wasn't Negea Halacha L'maisa, they still learned Kachim, even though there was no Beis HaMikdash, because they spent time on Kachim, because of the Gemara at the end of Menachas, that Talmidei Chachamim that are oiskim in inyanei avoida, it's as if they brought a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a great schus to learn Masechta Kot, to learn Seder Kachim, and hopefully it'll be a schus for all the Loimdei Seder Kachim that our limud should be oil l'ratzon as a reich nichayach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically, Masechta Zvachim is a lot of yesoidas, a lot of important yediyas when it comes to Seder Kachim. Throughout Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav, the Teiras Koyanim and the Rashis bring yesoidas from Masechta Zvachim. Also, Rashi in Bava Metzia, Kuf Tesa Medbeiz, says that Masechta Zvachim hi Amuka. It's a deep Masechta, has a lot of oimek to the Masechta, so hopefully we'll be able to touch on some of that oimek, our mispala, that we should have a kinyan in the Masechta, and understand the oimek of the inyanim of Masechta Zvachim and Seder Kachim. The Mishnah starts in the beginning of the Masechta, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishman, Ksherim, Ela Shaloi Olu Labailim L'Shem Chayva. All the Karbonites, besides the Karbon Chatas and Karbon Pesach, which, if they're brought Shaloi Lishma, are Pasal Mamish, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, also a Karbon Asham, all the other Karbonites, for example, a Karbon Oila, a Karbon Shlamim, if they're brought Shaloi Lishman, so they are still Kosher, as Rashi says, Kosher to continue being Zayrik the Dam, to be maktir the emurim, to burn the emurim on the mizbeach, and to eat the parts of the carbon that are allowed to be eat. The carbon is still kosher, even though it's brought shalai lishman. Ela shalai olu bailum shem chayva, if the bailum had a chayva to bring that carbon, so it doesn't count, and he has to bring something else, l'chayvasai, he has to bring another carbon. But the carbon itself is kosher. It's mevur in the Rishayim, that even though by a carbon, oila and a carbon shlamim, that if you bring it shaloi lishman, it's kosher, there still is an isser l'chatchila to shecht a carbon shaloi lishma. It comes from the lashon of the Gemara on Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Mishari lishnuyeba, is it mutter to be mishane, is it mutter to shecht a carbon shaloi lishma? So it's clear in the Gemara that there is an isser. So machloikes we shayin him exactly what is the source of this isser. Rashi Bayas on Amud Beis says that the isser is from the pasuk in Parshas Tzav that says, lo yechashev. And this is based on the Gemara Chavtes Amid Beis, that darshins this pasuk of lo yechashev, legabi, the psukim of Pigul, the Gemara says that that's an isser machshava, it's an isser when you shech the kachim to have a machshavas Pigul. And Rashi learns that it's not just going on the machshava of Pigul, which is a machshava to eat the carbon chutz lezmanoi, or to be makdir on the mizbeach chutz lezmanoi, or to be zoyrik the dam chutz lezmanoi. That's the machshavas Pigul. Rashi learns that it's going also on machshava shaloi lishma, which Rashi's example in the beginning of the Masechta here is shenishchat oila l'shem shlamim. If a person shechts a carbon oila l'shem shlamim, that also is in the isser of lo yechashev. Rashi in Menachas Daf Beis Amid Beis says that the source is from a different pasuk. It's either a stira in the Rashi, or Rashi had two drachim in this, but Rashi and Menachas Beis Amid Beis says that the pasuk is from Parshas Vayikra, v'imzevach shlamim karbonoi, which we darshin, shetehei zvicha l'shem shlamim, that the zvicha, which means the shchita, should be l'shem shlamim. If it's a carbon shlamim, it has to be l'shem, the right category of carbon. But a shlamim l'shem oila, that's an iser to shechtit, shaloi l'shma. The makar of that Rashi is the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says, Menolon deba'inon zvicha l'shma. How do we know that we need zvicha l'shma? And the Gemara brings that pasuk, v'imzevach shlamim karbanoi. So Rashi here in Zvachim says the Isser is lo yechashev. Rashi in Menachah says that the Isser is v'imzevach shlamim karbanoi. Toisvis later on Daf Dalet, at the end of Dibur HaMaschel v'yeshnon la'achar mitzah, and the Shita Mekubetzis in Tmura Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, it's in the Hashmatis in Ois Hei, in the name of the Ri. They say that the Isser is from a third pasuk, from a pasuk in Parashas Ki Seitzei that says, Moitzos Vasecha Tishmar. If you made a neder to bring a carbon shlamim, so you or anyone who is doing the avodah in your place has to do the avodah l'shem shlamim. If you do it l'shem oila, you do it l'shem a different carbon, that's a Isser of Moitzos Vasecha Tishmar. So basically, according to Rashi, Shita on Amud Beis, there is a lav of Lo Yechashev. According to the other Rishayim, according to Rashi and Menachas, and Toisis on Daf Dalet, and the Shita and Tmura, it's an Isser Asay. According to Rashi Menachas, it's the Isser Asay of Im Zemach Shalomim Karbonoi. There's no direct lav to think Shaloi Lishma on a carbon, but he's over on the Isser Asay of Im Zemach Shalomim Karbonoi. And according to Toisis on Daf Dalet, he's over on the Isser Asay of Moitzah Svasecha Tishmar. Why the Rishonim that say that there's only an Isser Asay do not agree with Rashi by us that says that there's a lav? A lav is more chamur. A lav of lo yichashev. Why do they argue on the Rashi by us? So Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Shiurim in Chelek Beis Simen Chav Beis Oisei says that the reason that they argue on Rashi is because they hold that the pasuk of lo yichashev is referring specifically to pigul, like the Gemara and Afchav Tesam Beis is talking about the Isser of pigul machsheves shaloi lizmanoi, but machshava of oila l'shem shlamim, or shlamim l'shem oila, where it's a machshava shaloi l'shma, the lav of lo yechashev is not going on that case. But that's a machlokes between Rashi on Amud Beis and some other Rishonim, whether there is the lav of lo yechashev by machsheves shaloi l'shma. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMekdashim, Perek Yudches Halacha Aleph, says that anyone who is mechashev a machshava she'ena nechoina bekotchim is over on the loisase of lo yechashev. So it sounds like he holds like Rashi that if you're a machashiv, any machshava she'ena nechoina, whether it's a machshava as pigel or a machshava shaloi l'shma, you're over on the loisase of lo yechashiv. Interestingly, the Tshuvas Chsam Sofer at the end of Chelek Choshen Mishpat in Simen Reish Dalet says that the Rambam is referring only to a machshava as pigel or a machshava shaloi l'shma that passes the carbon, for example, by a chatas or a carbon pesach. But the carbon that is kosher v'loi olu l'bayelim shem choiva, the Rambam would argue on Rashi, and the Rambam would say that there is no Isser of Lo Yechashev. And that is because the Rambam over there in Psulei HaMukdashim Perek Yudches Halacha Beis says that the Isser of having a Machshava in Kachim is Shalo Yafsid HaKachim B'Machshava. You shouldn't make the Kachim lost. You shouldn't make a hefsid of the kachim b'machshava, because that's doime lematil mum b'kachim. It's similar to putting a blemish in an animal of kachim. So the Chsam Sofer says a svara, the only time it's considered being mafsid the kachim, kilu your matil mum in kachim, is if you make a psul in the carbon, like shaloi l'shma of chatos and pesach, or the iser of the machshev as pigul. But a machshava of shaloi l'shma, which the kachim remains the kachim remains kosher, it's just shaloi ol l'balim shem chayva, that's not called that you're mafsid kachim, kilu matil mum b'kachim. However, the Mitzpah Eson on Amud Beis in the back of the Gemara and the Stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov in Zvachim Simen Hey show that the Rambam L'Choira holds, even by every Machsheves Shaloi L'Shma, that that's called being Mafsid Kachim, and that's included in the Isser of Lo Yechashev. Because the Rambam earlier in Psulei HaMukdashim Perek Tezvav Halacha Gimel says that it's also to be Mechachev in Kachim a Machsheves She'ena Nechoina K'moshe Yizbaher, as I will say later on, and he's referring to his piece here in Perek Yud Ches, and the Rambam says, therefore, if someone shechts a zevach shaloi l'shma, or brings a mincha, does the kmitza to a mincha shaloi l'shma, he has to be sure that he continues to do the rest of the carbon l'shma, because it's aser to be shaychet a carbon shaloi l'shma, and there it's clearly he's talking about shaloi l'shma of karbonis that are kosher v'loi olu l'bayilim shem chayva, and still the Rambam applies his yesoid that it's also l'chashiv b'kachim b'machshava she'ena nechayna. So the Stipler explains that even though the kachim is not possible, but Lamaisa, it says in our Mishnah, it's loy olu l'bayil m'shem chayva. So weist ois, that megarea koyach ha-carbon, that chisaron that you're causing in the carbon, umafkia mimenu toiras kapara, that now it can't be mechaper, or toiras carbon chayva, or it can't satisfy the chayva that the Baalim has, that itself is a certain level of hefsin in kachim, and that's a blemish in the kachim. It's not like a mum that will passel the carbon mamish, but it'll passel it from being oila la Baalim l'shem chayva. That's enough to be considered in the isser. Al kapanim Rashi and Rambam hold that there's an isser of lo yichashev when a person shechts b'machsheva shaloi l'shma, but toisvis on davdalet and Rashi Menachas Dav Beis and Beis hold that it's only an Isser Aseh. This is Negea to the Shaila, the Kasha, that the Sefer Nesivas HaKodesh, which is a great Sefer on Masechta Zvachim, written by the Charkov Rav, the Nesivas HaKodesh later on Dav Dalet says that he asked the Kasha to Moron HaGriz, to the Brisker Rav, and he asked, how could it be that it says in the Mishnah that if a person shechts a carbon shaloi l'shma, it's kosher, ela shaloi olu l'baylim l'shem chayva. Rava says in Tmura Dav Dalet Amid Beis, Kol Milsa da Amar Achmana Loi Savid, Yavid Loi Mahani. If the Torah says to a person not to do something, if he does it, it will not take effect, it will not be good. And we paskin like Rava, even though Abaya argues on Rava, but Rava v'Abaya, the halacha is always like Rava, except in the six cases of Yaal Kagam. And surely Rava has to explain our Mishnah as well. So how can our Mishnah say that it's kosher v'layalu? If all the Rishonim are saying, based on the Gemara on Amid Beis, that there is an Isser l'chatchila to shech shaloi l'shma, that means the Torah does not allow you to shech shaloi l'shma. That's a milsa da'amar achmana loy sav. So Iavid Leimahani, when you do such a shechita, so it should not help, and it should not be a kosher avoida. And if it's not a kosher avoida, so the carbon should be possible. So Chatas and Pesach, there's psukim that say that it's possible. But by the other carbonas where we learn that it's kosher v'loy olu l'balam shem chayva, why is there not a problem of Iavid Leimahani that itself should possible the shechita? The reason that I said it's negeah to the machloikis rishonim that we mentioned earlier is because there's a yesoid of the Pnei Yeshua in Gittin Daf Tzadi Amid Aleph, where the Pnei Yeshua says that the whole Yisoid of Kol Milsa Da Amar Achmana Loi Savid Yavid Loi Mahani is only when there's a lav, when there's a loi sase in the Torah, then the Torah is Amar Loi Savid, Amar Achmana Loi Savid. The Torah says don't do it. But if the whole Isser is an Isser Aseh, it's learnt out from the Lashon Aseh in the Torah, and we learn out the lav haba Michlal Aseh, which is an Isser Aseh, then we don't say Kol Milsa Da Amar Achmana Loi Savid Yavid Loi Mahani. If that Yisoid is true, then according to the Rishonim that say that there's only an Isser Aseh, the question of the Nesivas HaKodesh is not shver, because over here you can't apply the klal of Yavid Loi Mahani, there's only an Isser Aseh, but the Kasha still shtelzach according to Rashi by us. Rashi on Amid Beis and the Rambam say that there is a lav of Lo Yechashev, then the Torah says Lo Yisavid. If the Torah says Lo Yisavid, it should be Yavid Loi Mahani. In addition to that, the Yisoid of the Noid of Yehuda is really a Pliya Atzuma. The Noid of Yehuda already asks the Kasha in Madura Kama Evan Ha'ezer Simen Ayin Zayin, and again in Madura Tinyana Evan Ha'ezer Simen Kuf Chav Tes, the Noid of Yehuda says that Bepashtas is a Beferish Gemara against the Pnei Yeshua, because in the Sugya of Yavid Loi Mahani in Tmura Daf Hei, the Gemara applies the Klal to a case of Toirei Min Hara Al Hayafa, that if a person takes Chuma from Be'er Tvua on Gut Tvua, and there the Gemara says that it's only an Isser Aseh. So you see, even by an Isser Aseh, Lamaisa the Torah, in the Nusach of an Aseh, tells you an Isser Aseh. That's also included in Kol Milsa Da Amar Achmona Leisavid Yavid Lei Mahani, Tzarechian on the Pnei Yeshua from that Gemara, but Al Kapanim, if we'll assume not like the Pnei Yeshua, then it's Shver according to everyone. Why don't we say over here, Yavid Lei Mahani? And even if you do say the aside of the Pnei Yeshua, it would still need a Yishuv according to Rashi and the Rambam that hold that there is a Lav. Why don't we say Yavid Rachmona, Yavid Lei Mahani, since the Torah said Leisavid? So there are a few possible terutzim to this kasha. The Shar HaMelech in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, says that we see from Toisis in Psachim Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, in the name of the Riva, that by Kutchim we don't say Yavid Loi Mahani. Even though that Yisoid of Kol Milsa Da Amar Achmana Loi Savid Yavid Loi Mahani is brought down in the Gemara in Kutchim, in the Gemara in Tmura, but all the applications of it is not about a carbon, is not about Kutchim. And therefore, by Kutchim, we could say that we don't apply the klal of Yavid Loi Mahani. And that is because in Kutchim, we have a klal that you need Shina Lav Akosav La'akev, that the Torah repeated it in order to be Ma'akev. In other words, when the Torah says a halach in Kutchim once, it just means that it's La Mitzvah. In order to be Ma'akev, the Torah has to say it twice. So if the Torah has to say it twice, that means that even if the Torah said once, Loi Savid, we still will not say Yavid Loi Mahani. In order to be Ma'akev, the Torah has to say it twice. And in the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, one of the Gedolim Chile Achrayim here in Masechta Zvachim on Daf Tezvavim Beis, he says the same klal. Hach klala de Yovid loy mahani loy shayich bekachim de beinon behushinu laakev. The klal of Yovid loy mahani is not shayich bekachim. According to that, the kasha of the Nesivas Hakodesh doesn't start. Over here, we're talking about kachim shechting a carbon, so we won't say Yovid loy mahani. However, it's not a davar muskum. The Prichadosh in his Hagois Mayim Chayim in the back of the Gemara Psachim Daf Samach Gimel shows a clear raya from Toisis and Tmura Daf Dalad Amid Beis that Toisis holds even by kachim. We say the klal of Yovid Loi Mahani, and there are certain rules when we say you need Shina Lava Kosov La'akev, and when we say that Kol Mil Sadamar Achmano Loi Savet Yovid Loi Mahani, but Al Kaponim, even by Kachim we say Yovid Loi Mahani, so then the question comes back, B'chol Toikvoi, why do we say in our Mishnah that it's Kosher V'loi Alu? It should be possible because of the klal of Rava, of Kol Mil Sadamar Achmano Loi Savet Yovid Loi Mahani. So we could apply to answer this Kasha, the aside of the Marit, that's brought down by the Chuvus Rebbe Kiva Eger, Like Aleph Simon Kuf Chav Tes, and by the Nesivas and Simon Reish Ches Sivkatan Beis, they bring the aside of the Marit, which comes from the Chuvas Marit, Chelik Aleph Simon Samach Tes, where the Marit says that the whole aside of Kol Milsa Da'amar Achmano Loi Savit, Yovid Loi Mahani, is only if by saying Loi Mahani we have saved the person from doing the Aveira. For example, a person who's ma'anis a woman, so the din is that he has to marry her, and lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. So let's say he writes her a get, so we say, yavid loy mahani, it doesn't work. Well, by saying it doesn't work, that means the gerushin is not chal, and now the person is not over the iser. So we say, yavid loy mahani, and therefore we've saved the person from doing the iser. But if even by saying, yavid loy mahani, the person is still over the iser, then Chazal didn't say, yavid loy mahani. Ayin Sham in the Marit, and Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Nesivas, a number of applications to this Yisoid, and it answers a lot of Kashas and Shas. In the Shiurim and Shas illuminated in Bava Metzia Daf Tes, we use this to answer a Kasha of the Marat Chias, but Al Kopanim, there's a Yisoid of the Marit, that you don't say Yavid Loi Mahani if it's not going to save the person from the Iser. If that's the case over here by us, the person who shechts the carbon has an iser to shecht it shaloi l'shma, even if we're going to say yavid loy mahani and the shechita is going to be possible, it did not rescue that person from the iser, because l'maisa he shechted a carbon shaloi l'shma. If that's the case, we wouldn't be able to say yavid loy mahani, and that's why according to the Marit, there's no kasha of the Nesivas HaKodesh, because over here we won't say yavid loy mahani if it's not going to save the person from the iser of shechita shaloi l'shma. The Nesivas HaKodesh himself says that the Briskerov answered to him a different teretz to the kasha, and that is that the only time you say Yavid Rachmana Loi Mahani is when the etzem maisa that you're doing is what the Torah said is aser. For example, in the case we just mentioned, the Torah said don't divorce the woman who you marry after you're ma'anaser, and you went ahead and did that, you went against the Torah, then we say Yavid Loi Mahani. But over here by the Shechita Shaloi L'shma Nechzi Anan, let's see, what does the Torah say not to do? The Torah doesn't say not to do the Shechita. The Shechita is fine. He did it perfectly. The Torah said, don't have the machshava of Shaloi L'shma. So if we look at it accurately, it's not really the Shechita that the Torah said don't do. It's the machshava that the Torah said don't do. If that's the case, since there's no chisaron in the pu'ulas hashchita, it's only in the machshava that the person had, therefore the i'ovid loy mahani is not a reason to passel the carbon. If the Torah said don't do such a shchita, then we would say the shchita that you did against the Torah is not valid. But here the shchita was fine. It was the machshava that was the problem. So then we're not going to say i'ovid loy mahani that the shchita doesn't work. Memela, the Mishnah is correct to say kasher v'loy olu l'bayam shem chayva. You can't say the shchita should be possible because the Torah said loy savid and yavid loy mahani. The Torah never said not to do such a shchita. The Torah said not to have such a machshava when you're doing the shchita. And if that's the case, the whole kasha of yavid loy mahani on the shchita falls away. So we have a few possibilities to answer the kasha. According to the Rishonim, that it's only an iser asay, we can answer based on the Pnei Yeshua that by an iser asay you don't say Yavid Loi Mahani. According to the Shar HaMelech, you could say that we don't say Yavid Loi Mahani by Kachim, but according to the Rishonim, that we do say Yavid Loi Mahani by Kachim, that teretz wouldn't work. So you could say, like the Ma'arit, that we don't say Yavid Loi Mahani if it's not going to save the person from the Isser, and here it will not save the person from the Isser. But the Briskerov said that the whole Kasha doesn't start off. The Kasha is to say Yavid Loi Mahani on the Shechita. The Torah never said Loi Savid on the Shechita. The Torah said Loi Savid on the Machshava, and therefore we will not say Yavid Loi Mahani. The Shechita could remain a Shechita Kshera. The emes is that there's a dogma to the teretz of the Briskerov later in the Gemara on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. That Gemara that brings the pasuk of Loi Yechashev by Machsheves Pigul says that the Isser of Machsheves Pigul is an Isser, it's a lav she'in by Maisa. And all the Achrayim wonder, why is it a lav she'in by Maisa? The person is shechting with a Machsheves Pigul. The Shechita has a Maisa. However, in the Sefer Minchas Avram, by Rabbi Avram Garbis Shlita, he brings that the Briski Rav said about that kasha, that it's a lav she'ein boi maisa, because the lav is not a shchita b'machsheves pigel, the lav is the machsheves pigel. The Torah, what the Torah doesn't want you to do is to have that machsheves pigel. That machshava is not a maisa, so it's a lav she'ein boi maisa. The Stipler in his Sefer Birchas Peretz in Parshas Yisroi says the same Yisoid, that the reason that that Gemara holds it's a lav she'ein boi maisa is because the Isser is not shchita b'machsheves pigel. The shchita is fine. The iser is having the machsheves pigel. Therefore, it's a lav she'ein boi maisa. So just like the Briski Rav said that lagabi machsheves pigel, it's mistaber to say that by machsheves shaloi lishma, which the Briski Rav himself is saying, that by machsheves shaloi lishma, also the thing that you're doing against the Torah is not the pu'ulas hashchita. It's the machshava of shaloi lishma. And surely, according to Rashi and the Rambam, that hold that the iser is loye chashev, which is the same iser as pigel, it would make sense that it would be the same gather. That the iser is not the maisa with the wrong machshava. The iser is to be mechashev, machshava she'ena nechoyne bekachim. The machshava is the iser, and therefore it doesn't apply bechlal to say yovid loy mahani, and therefore the Mishnah could say that by the shchita shaloy lishma of the karbonis like oila and shlamim, it's ksheirim ela shaloy olu lebailim l'shem chayvo. Legabi the din of shaloy lishma, the Gemara and Avdalar Amar Aleph says that there are two categories of shaloy lishma. One is called shinui kodesh, and one is called shinui bailim. Shinui Kodesh is when the person who's doing the Avodah has the machshava of the wrong type of carbon, as Rashi's example in the beginning of the Masechta, Shanishchat Oila L'Shem Shlamim, and Shinui Bailim means that the person has the kavana of the wrong owner. He shechts the Oila L'Shem Oila, but he shechts Oilas Ruvain L'Shem Oilas Shimon. Tosfos, in the very beginning of the Masechta, says that that psul of Shinui Bailim is only when somebody thinks about the Zrika. If someone does the avoida of the shchita or the kabbalah or the halacha of oilas ruvein, and he has in mind that he's going to do the zrika l'shem oilas shimon, that's the psul of shinui bailim. Why dafka when a person thinks klapei the zrika? So Rashi on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph explains, because shinui bailim is only a psul b'negea to the zrika which causes the kapara, because the ikar shaychus of the bailim on the carbon is in the kapara, the fact that he's niskaper through the carbon. The shame of the kodesh is negeah throughout all the avoidas of the carbon. So shinui kodesh passes by all the avoidas. And whatever the machshava was klape, if it was klape the shchita, kabbalah, halacha, izrika. But shinui bailim is only if a person thinks klapi the zrika, because the zrika is really where the bailim has that ikar shaychus, because the zrika's hadam is what brings the bailim the kapara. As Rashi teaches us in Parshas Achri Mois, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, that since the dam is the nefesh of the behema, so tovoi nefesh utechaper al nefesh. The nefesh of the behema is mechaper in place of the nefesh of the adam, and Rashi says that's pshat in the lashon of the pasuk over there, ki nefesh habasar badam hi, va'ani nesativ lochem al hamizbe, that when you put the dam of the carbon on the mizbeach, that's mechaper al nafshei seichem, tovei nefesh utechaper al nefesh. Al kopanim, that's why the machsheves shinui bailim is only when it is thought klapi the zrikas hadam. The Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim, Perek Tezvav Halacha Aleph, is medayik from the lashon of Tosis by us that it's only if you do another avoida al manas lizroig domoi l'shem shimon. But if you do the zrikas hadam of oilas ruvein l'shem oilas Shimon, that does not passel. And the Mishnah Melech doesn't explain to us a svara why that would be true. The Choyk Nosan and other Achroinim over here bring that Tosfos is Mefurish in a few other places. For example, on Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel Malas Vicha, and Tosfos on Dalet Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschel Ravashi, that even in the Avodas Hazrika itself, it's pashut that the machsheves shinui bailim passels there, not like the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech has a diuk from our Tosfos, but the Achroinim say that the diuk is not muchrach, and other Tosfos in our Mefurish that even by avoida zrika, adarabba, if other avoidas can passel b'shinui bailim l'shem zrika, kol shekein the avoida zrika itself, if it's done for the wrong bailim, that will make the carbon lo'olu l'bailim l'shem chayva. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Gillion of the Rambam suggests that maybe it's even a Toa Sefer in the Mishnah HaMelech, but Al Kopanim, the Pashtus in the Shitas HaToisvis is that Shinoi Bailim passels not just in other Avoidas Klapei HaZrika, but even by the Zrika itself. The Rambam in Hilchas Psulei HaMakdashim, over there in Perek Tezvav Halacha Aleph, says, V'chein im shochat oilas ruvein l'shem oilas shimen. It has the din that it's loyalu lebailim l'ruvein l'shem chayva. The Mishnah Lamelech is ma'ir that the Lashon HaRambam is mashma that he argues on Rashi and Toisvis and holds that the Machsheves Shinoi Bailim passels, even if a person does not think Klapei HaZrika. Stam, he shechts oilas ruvein l'shem oilas shimen. The Rambam doesn't mention a word about Zrika. It's mashma in the Rambam that no matter what avoida you do, if you do it l'shem the wrong owner, that passels. And the Mishnah Lamelech is matmiya that the Gemara later on Daf Dalid and again on Daf Yud is mashma clearly that Shinoi Kodesh passels by all four avoidas, and Shinoi Bailim is only Klapei HaZrika, either the Zrika itself or by a different avoida amanas lizrek damo l'shem acher. But in the Gemara it's pretty mefurish that if a person shechts with machsheva Shinoi Bailim and he doesn't think Klapei HaZrika, that doesn't passel. But if you look in the Me'iri in Psachim, Daf Samach Amid Beis, the Me'iri brings those two Gemaras and says that it's Mavur from those Gemaras that Machsheva Shinui Bailim only passels if it is thought Klapei HaZrika. However, he says, Mikol Mokim Yesh Cholkim Loimar LaHalacha Shekol Achas Me'arba Avoidais Poislois. Some say LaHalacha that by all the four Avoidas, Machsheves Shinoi Bailim passels, va'af das gedoylei hamachabrim askemes lekach, and even the gedoylei hamachabrim agree to that, and gedoylei hamachabrim, of course, is the Me'iri's title for the Rambam. V'chein Iker, and the Me'iri himself agrees to this. So it's a plia atzuma. The Me'iri brings those Gemaras that say not like the Rambam, and he agrees that those Gemaras indicate that Machsheves Shinoi Bailim only passels if it's thought of Klapei HaZrika. And he says, Mikol Mokim, some argue and say that it passels by all Avoidas, and that's what the Gedolei HaMechabrim hold, V'chein Iker. But then he doesn't explain how they're Miyashiv the Gemara. How could the Rambam paskin against the Gemara? So I'd like to suggest that the source of the Rambam is from a Yushalmi. Because the Yushalmi in Psachim, Perek Hei Halocha Beis, it's on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph in the Dafim of the Yushalmi, has a Hava Amina that the Machshava of Shinoi Bailim passels even by Haktaras Emurim, which is done all after all the Avoidas of the Dam, the Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, then you're Makdeh the Emurim on the Mizbeach. So there's a Hava Amina that Machsheves Shinoi Bailim passels even by Haktaras Emurim, and the Yushalmi brings it. There's a Pasuk that says, no, only the Avoidas that are Ma'akev Kapara, that's where there's a Psul Shinoi Bailim. Haktaras Emurim is a mitzvah, but it's not Ma'akev the Kapara, and therefore there is no Psul of Shinoi Bailim. But if there is a Hava Amina that there's a psul of Shinoi Bailim by Haktaras Emurim, it sounds like the Yushalmi is assuming that there's such a thing called Machsheves Shinoi Bailim, even if it's not Almanas Lizroi Kadam, L'Shem Shimon, because the Zrikas Adam was already done. So it's Masha from the Yushalmi that the Yushalmi holds that Machsheves Shinoi Bailim is in the Avoida that you're doing, even if you don't think of it Klapei HaZrika. And I found that the Keren Oira on Daf Ches Amid Aleph has the Diuk from the Yushalmi, that he says, Mehoda Amrinam Bi Yushalmi, Le'inyan Shinoi Bailim, Yochal Afilu Hekter Chalovim, Mashma Ktsas, he says there's a small mashmos, the Avoidos HaMa'akvois, that not the Haktaras Emurim, but the other Avoidos Adam that are Ma'akev, Poislois Peshinui Bailim, Kol Achas La'atzma, Pasel by Shinui Bailim, each one on its own, V'loi Davka Amanas Lizrek Shaloi Labalov, not Davka if it's Amanas Lizrek, Toho Hekter Chalovim, Hula Achar HaZrika, because Hekter Chalovim is after the Zrika, Mamish this Diuk in the Yushalmi. So it would make sense to say that if the Yerushalmi is Mavur, not like the Bavli in those two Gemaras, then maybe the Rambam is passing like the Yerushalmi. We already know the Ravid in Hilchas Kriyashma, Paragimel Alachavav, says that the Derech of the Rambam often is to passing like the Yerushalmi. The Ma'arik in Shoyrish Kuf says it's a Dover Yadua, Sherabeinu Moshe, that the Rambam is Rogel Lifsoi Kalpia Yerushalmi. And the Bir Hagra in a number of places, among them Eirachayim Simin Reish Lamed Hey and Simin Tof Lamed Vav, and a number of other places says Harambam Tomid Noite Achara Yushalmi. The Derech of the Rambam is often to Paskin like Yerushalmi. If that's the case, the Mishnah HaMelech could be right that from the Gemara and Daf Dalet and the Gemara and Daf Yud, it's Mavur that the Machsheva Shinui Bailim passels only if the Machsheva is during the Zrika or at least Klape Yazrika, and that would be the Shita of Rashi and Tosis. However, the Rambam and the Meiri hold La Halacha that we don't Paskin like the Bavli, we Paskin like the Yerushalmi, and there's Mavur in the Yerushalmi that the Machsheva of Shinui Bailim passels even if you're not Choshev Klape Yazrika. The Yerushalmi had a Havamina even by Hekta Chalovim, Kamash Malon, that since it's not Ma'akev Kapara, there is no psul then, but Lagabi the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha, which are Ma'akev the Kapara, the Machsheva Shinui Bailim, according to the Rambam and the Meiri, would passel even if the person does not think Almanas Lizrik L'Shem Shimon, even if he just does the current Avodah, Almanas L'Shem Abailim Acherim. Concerning all the Machshavos Hapois Lois Bekotchim, for example, Machsheves Shaloi L'Shma, and the Machshava of Pigul, there's a big diun in the Rishonim if the psul is only when there is a dibur, when the one who's doing the avoida says that he's shechting it shaloi lishma, or he's shechting it with the machshava to be makdir chutz lizmanoi, like the machshava's pigul, or is it chal even b'machshava? Tosfos at the very end of Dibur HaMaskel Kol HaZvachim says, uveperek hamafkid pirashti, hod machshava poiselas pekotshim, I bedibur hazevach nase shaloi lishma, oyafilu b'machshava. So Tosfos is mitzayin that in Hamafkid, he says, whether the psuli machshava are b'machshava mamish, or do you need a dibur? And the lashon of Tosfos is, hazevach nase shaloi lishma, it's mavur that Tosfos is discussing the psul of shaloi lishma. However, if you look in Tosfos and Hamafkid, it's in Bava Metzia, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaskel HaChoyshev, Tosfos there is discussing the psul of Pigul. Tosfos says, the machsheves Pigul habi v'dibur v'loi belev. Tosfos' achra is that the psul is only v'dibur, and Tosfos discusses there about Pigul, but it's mavur from the fact that Tosfos over here is mitzayin their words in Bava Metzia, that the discussion of Pigul and machsheves shaloi lishma are talui zebezeh, and that's because the Mishnah says later on, adaf lamid vav, she'ein machsheva poiseles, ela b'chutz lizmanoi, v'chutz limkoimoi, v'hapesach v'hachatos shaloi lishman. These are all in the category of machshavos hapoiseles pekachim, and therefore it's one general discussion whether it's puzzle through a machshava, or do you actually need a dibur? In the Shita Mekubetzes in Bav Metzia over there, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, he brings from the Tosfos Shans, that's the Rashmi Shans, that it's only considered pigul ad she yoytzi b'sfasov, until the person says it with his words. You need a dibur to make something pigul, and the rayas that he brings there are from Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. So you see again from the Tosfos Shans that it's one general discussion, and even though Tosfos over here doesn't say clearly what his hachra is, but Tosfos in Bava Metzia says that you need a dibur. Tosfos in Psachim Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph says as well, the enoi pigul ad she yoytzi b'sfasov, the person has to say the words of what his machshava is in order to make the psul of pigul and the psul of shaloi lishma. However, the Mishnah LaMelech in Hilchos Psulei HaMuktoshim, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Aleph, is medayik that the Rambam argues on this, because the Rambam over there says v'yichashev, and it's mashma that it's just an issue of thinking. He doesn't say once that you have to be moitzi b'svasav, and the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalet, who often goes with the derech of the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch says Shehiskim bedaitoi, that he thought in his mind and decided in his mind that it's going to be shaloi lishma or machshavas pigul. So the Sefer HaChinuch, it's mashma also that it's an issue of being maskim bedaitoi and not speaking out bedibur. And the Meiri in Psachim Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph spells it out beferish, shemachshavas kachim einoi tzarech hatzoas pe. You don't have to speak it out. Elokol shegomar beliboi lekach pasul. Anytime he's gomar beliboi, it's pasul. So the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Meiri hold that mach Machshavos HaPoiseles Pekotshim is b'machshava greida, but Tosfos holds in a few places that the psul of machshavos Pekotshim is only when you're moitzi b'svasav. The Gemara and Daf Dalet Amid Beis calls the psul of shaloi lishma that the carbon becomes pasul b'machshava ba'alma. That would be mashma like the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Meiri that it's chal b'machshava. But the top Tosfos on Dalet Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschel Machshava, says va'afilu yehei tzarech dibur, even if the truth is that you need a dibur, kivan deleka maisa havi kemachshava ba'alma. It's still called by Chazal machshava ba'alma, since you don't need a maisa Maisa. But you see there that Taisis is Taka discussing whether you need a Dibur or a Maisa, and holds that that Lashon of the Gemara is not a Raya Mukhrachas. Mashma from the Lashon of the Taisis and Avdala that he was Mesupik, whether it needs a Dibur or Machshava. Taisis in Chulin Daf Lamed Tesamad Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Ella, is also Mashma that it's a Suffolk. Taisis says, I Chashiv Pigal Af Machshava Beloi Dibur. If Pigal is considered a Machshavas Pigal B'Machshava Beloi Dibur, then Taisis continues to talk. So it's Mashma and Taisvis that it was not clear, B'daitam, there was always a suffix about it. And that's why over here, Taisis Mitzayin, what he writes in Bav Mitzia, but over there in Bav Mitzia, and in Psachim Daf Samach Gimel, Taisis is Machria, that you do need a Dibur in order to passel. The Sifri in Pasha Shoiftim, on the Pasuk, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, that says, Kol Davara, the Sifri Darshins, Azhara L'mefagil B'kachim, Al Yedei Diburah. And there it's Taka Mashma like the Hachra of Taisvis that you need a Dibur. The Machshava, a Mefagel Bekachim, is Al Yedei Dibura with a negative Dibur. So how do the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Meiri explain that Sifri? So the Mishnah Lamelech over there brings from the Re'eim, Rav Eliyahu Mizrachi, in his Pirish on Chumash, that he writes there that that drasha of Dibura is Lav Davka, the Machshava Ba'alma Paiselas V'loi Ba'inan Dibur. As it's Meduyik in the drasha later on Dav Chavtes, that we learn out from Lo Yechashev is Mashma Machshava Ba'alma. So these Rishonim seem to learn like the Mizrachi, that the drasha of Dibura is Lav Davka, it's really going on the Machshava. And Fakert, Taisvis holds that the drasha of Lo Yechashev, which is Masha Machshava, is Lav Bedavka Machshava. It could be called a Machshava even if it's Ayyadei Dibur, and Adarabba, the drasha of the Sifri, is the drasha Meduyakes that we darshan call Dibura, that it's possible Ayyadei Dibur. The Pnei Yeshua and Gittin, Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, and the Noideb Yehuda in Madura Tinyana Yoyredeya, Simin Kuf Samaches, bring a raya from the Gemara later on Adaf Chavtes Amid Beis that you don't need a Dibur. A raya to the Rambam and the Chinuch and Meiri that the Psule Machshava Bekachim is B'Machshava Ba'alma without a Dibur. Because the Gemara says, as we mentioned before, that the Lav of Pigul Bekachim is a Lav She'ein Boi Maisa. And therefore, according to Reb Yehuda that holds Lav She'ein Boi Maisa Ein Loiken Alav, one does not get Malkus. L'chaira, if you need a Dibur in order to make the psul of Pigol, the Gemara says in Bav Metzia Daf Tzadi Amid Beis in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that if it's bidiburay is avid maisa, which is the way Chazal say that through a dibur something is chal, some psul takes effect or some halacha takes effect through the dibur, that's considered a maisa. If bidiburay is avid maisa, that's called a maisa, and therefore if the chalois Pigol takes effect through a dibur, that would be considered a maisa, and even if you hold lav she'ein by maisa ein loikin alav, you would get malkus. So zok the Pnei Yeshua and the Noide Bihuda, it must be that the psulei machshava like pigal are chal b'machshava. If it's b'machshava is avid maisa, then that's not going to be considered a maisa. Kalsoif, you didn't even do a dibur, you didn't do anything, you just had a thought. But if you hold that you need a dibur like the shitas hatoisvis, then why does the Gemara say that it's a lav she'ein by maisa? It should be considered a lav she'yesh by maisa with the klal that Dibura Yisavid Maisa is considered a Maisa. And the Shita Mekubetzis that we mentioned before in Bava Matzia Mem Gimel Amid Beis in the name of the Tois Vishans is a readiness oira to this Raya that he says according to what he was Machria, which is like the Shita Satoisis that Pigul does need a Maisa, so he's Ma'ir that Gemara on Chavtes Amid Beis is Tzarech Bir. Why is it considered a Lam Shein by Maisa? L'chaira it should be B'diburai Yisavid Maisa, and that should be considered a Maisa. In the Chidushei Hagriz, in Menachas Dav Beis Amid Beis, he brings from his father, Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim was Miyashev the Shitas Toisvis from that Gemara, that the Klal of Bidiburo is Avid Maisa being considered a Maisa, that's said by Tmura, in the Gemara in Tmura Dav Gimel Amid Beis, when someone makes a Dibur and says that Zeh Tacha Zeh, this should be instead of this carbon, so even though he only had a Dibur and not a Maisa, but his Dibur made a Chalois Kedusha, that's called Bidibura Yasavid Maisa, and that could be considered a Maisa that you get Malkus on. However, by Pigul, says Reb Chaim Yesoid in Pigul, that even though it's Chal Al Yedei his Dibur, but it's not that the person has the power to make the Chalois Psul of Pigul. When a person says that he's shechting this carbon, Almanas to eat it the machar amanas to eat it chutzles manoi, or amanas to be makti the imurim chutzles manoi, that is a dibur of pigul. When one does that, the Torah is mechel a psul of pigul on this carbon. It's not that the person has the power to make the chalois pigul, like we find that a person has a power to be makadish and isha, to make a chalois kedushin, to make a chalois gerushin. People are empowered to make a chalois often. And that's the way it is by tmura. When you do an asiyah of tmura or an asiyah of hegdish, you are the one who is creating the chalois. However, by pigul it works differently. It's not that you have a power to pasal a carbon. When you have a dibur that says that you're going to eat it chutzles manoi, so then the Torah makes the psul. I found that Rabbi Chanan says the same yisoid in the Kovetz Ha'aris in Simon Ayin Dalet Ois Gimel, that the psul ha-carbon nase me'elov al yidei machsheves chutz lezmanoi. The ein ha-adam ha-poisel. The person is not the poisel. When the person has the dibur, then the Torah passes it. Based on that, says Rabbi Chaim, then we don't say the klal of bidiburoi is avid maisa. The only time that bidiburoi is avid maisa could be elevated to a status of a maisa is only if the person is being poiled that chalois. Bidiburai is avid maisa. The maisa, the chalois was done with his dibur, with the kayach of his dibur. That could be considered that he did a maisa. But if it's not with the kayach of his dibur, it's just that that's the din ha-taira, that with your dibur, the taira passes the carbon, that's not called bidiburai is avid maisa, and therefore even if Toisus is correct, that the psule pigul are b'maisa, are b'dibur, and not b'machshava, still it would be called the lav she'en by maisa, because we can't apply the klal of bidiburai is avid maisa. That is the svara of Reb Chaim, it's a mechudish tikka svara, but that is the svara that Reb Chaim says to be miyashiv the shitas toisus. However, the Noida Behuda himself, over there where he asks the Kasha, suggests a different teretz, and he's mechamed to the Rishonim that there the Toisvus Shans in Bava Metzia says this teretz. The Noida Behuda says that Bidibura is Avid Maisa is when through your Dibur, a new Chalois is Chal, and makes something Osir that was Mutter. By Tmura, with your Dibur, it was Chalanit a Kedusha that Bidibura is Avid Maisa, and was Chalanit a new Kedusha. By this carbon, when the person had the Machsheves Pigul, he didn't create a psul in this carbon, because this carbon was already Asr Ba'achila. The only time you're allowed to eat the meat of the carbon is after the Zrika. Here we're talking before the Zrika, when the person is still doing the Avoidas of the Dam. And during those Avoidas, he's trying to get to a state where after the Zrika it'll be Mutter. And now he has a Machsheves Pigul, so that makes the Isser stay and not Paka Bezrika. Because when he had a Machsheves Pigul, it's Chal a psul in the carbon. But since it didn't become from a status of Kosher to Pasul, it just made it that now the psul, the iser achila that's there is never going to go off. That doesn't have the power of bidibura yisabed ma'isa. He was just goyrim shelo yochul haheter al yedei zrika, that the heter won't be chal through the zrika. That's not called bidibura yisabed ma'isa, and therefore even if pigul needs a dibur, it's still not called the lav sheyesh by ma'isa. The Tosfos Shans over there brings this teretz in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim. Dimitchila kemaykein loy hayaroi la'akrivoi. Even in lechol, even in the beginning, it wasn't roi to be brought in order to eat. Achi yikarvu matirav, until the zrika, the blood was nikrav through the zrika. Afa pisha mitchila haya oimed likarev kekasher gamer. Even though it was oimed to be brought. Va'ata nifsal al yodaya, now it became possible, still since lamaisa there was no heter achila beforehand, and now this just makes that iser achila continue, and is not mechel a new iser achila, therefore that doesn't have the power of bidibura yisavid maisa. Al kopanim, that's the machloikis rishonim we have here, whether machsheves shaloi lishma, and machsheves pigul is b'machshava ba'alma, like the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Meiri, or does it need acha yoitzi b'svasov, like the Toisus and the Toisus Shans, and that Gemara Choftesa Midbeis, by considering it a that b'machshava ba'alma it becomes pigul, because if you needed a dibur, we should say b'dibura yisavid ma'isa, and that should be considered a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. And on that we have two terutzim: either it doesn't pass to say b'dibura yisavid ma'isa because the person is not the one who's mechel the chalois pigul, that's the svara of Reb Chaim, that because of that, that's not called b'dibura yisavid ma'isa, or the svara of Rabbeinu Chaim in the Rishonim, the Tosfos Shans in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim in Bav Metzia, is that it doesn't pass to say b'dibura yisavid ma'isa, because over here the dibur didn't create a new iser. the Isser was there already. It just created a situation that it's not going to come Huta through the Zrika. That doesn't have the power of Bidibura Yisavid Maisa. The Taisis Rid has a tshuva where he wrote to the Arzarua, and it's printed in the Tshuva Sarid, Simen Pei Zayin, and in the Arzarua, Chelak Aleph, at the end of Simen Tafshin Nun Dalet, where the Taisis Rid says that his opinion is that the only time Pigul and Shaloi Lashma is possible is Kishamaitzi Befiv, when he says it bedibur, like the Shitas HaTaisis. And the Taisis Rid says there that the Hezber is, Deloi havi machshava ad sheyoitzi bisvasav v'yegala machshavtei bachutz. It's not considered a chashava machshava until he reveals that machshava outwardly. Avalim gomar beliba v'loyhoitzi bisvasav enoi klum. The Lashon of the Taisis Rid is mashma, that even though he sides with Taisvis, that it's the psul is chal bedibur, but it's not just stam that there's an issue of a bitui svasayim, that you have to make an expression of a certain nusach. The point is that this machshava that passes in kachim has to be a machshava chashuva, that a machshava that you're megalet bachutz, and you don't keep it inside of you. The Sefer HaEshkol, which was written by the father-in-law of the Ravid, in Hilchas Shchita Schul in Simen Yud Gimel, says as well that the machshavas that passel bekachim is only if there's a dibur, but he's says lav machshava greida. It's not if it's a machshava alone. The dvarim shebelev einam dvarim ella dibur. You need a dibur. Again, it's mashma that the yisoid is that a machshava ba'alma is not chashav enough. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. You have to be magala machshavtei hachutz. You have to show this machshava outwardly. Then that makes it a machshava chashuva, and then it's chal b'dibur. And that could be the hezber and shitas taisis as well. We said before that the drasha of lo yechashev is a little lav davka. The main drasha is called dibura because it's chal agadei dibur. But according to this sefer Eshkol and the taisis Rid, it could be we could spice that up a little and say that it's not that the drasha of lo yechashev is lav davka. Avada, the yisoid of the psul is because the person did the avoida with a machshava apoiselis, like the lashon of the mishnah daf lamid vav. Just as a question, what's called a chashava machshava? The Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Meiri hold if that machshava is hiskim bedaitoi, that's good enough to passel. And Tosfos holds atche yoitzi bisvasav means that machshava has to be a machshava that's clear to everyone who's watching the avoda. Has to be a machshava that's expressed, not stama thought that goes in his mind. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, like the Sefer Eshkol says, and therefore the psul is only if he is moitzi et bisvasav. The emes is that in Shitas Rashi, there's a little mevucha about this, because Rashi says later on daf mem aleph amid beis, kol machshava de kachim moitzi befivu. So Rashi seems to say, klar like Taisis, that machshava and kachim that passels is with moitzi befiv. But Rashi here on daf beis amid beis, in the dibur hamaschel l'shem pesach u'l'shem shlamim, Rashi says, kach chishev alav. And the lashon of Rashi, kach chishev alav, is mashma that it's a machshava. Rashi in Chulin Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis also says that Shchitas Kachim Boi Kavana, you need to have the right Kavana. It sounds like we're talking about what's in the person's Das, not necessarily what he expresses Befiv. But Rashi said later on Adaf Mem Aleph clearly that it has to be Moitzi Befiv. But I think based on this Taisis Rid and the Sefer HaEshkol, we could understand Shchitas Rashi. Avada Shchitas Rashi is like the Taisis Rid and like the Sefer HaEshkol, like the Balei Taisvis and the Taisis Shans, that a Psul Machshava is Bedibur. But still the Yisoid HaDvarim is Kach Chishev Olav, that's the Machshava that a person has. And Kachim Boy Kavana, Kachim, he needs the right Kavana. Because the Yisoid is that when a person does the Avoida, he has to have the right Kavana, and he can't have a Machshava Apoiselis. Just Rashi says, Kol Machshava De Kachim Moitzi Befivu, because or else it remains Dvarim Shebelev. It's not a Machshava Chashuva. The only time it's a machshava chashuva that can be mechil, a psul in kachim, a psul of shaloi lishma, or a psul of pigol, is only if he is mighty bisvasav, he's megala machshavtei bachutz, he shows that this is his machshava, that would be the shitas rashi, like the other rishonim, that the psul is only if a person is mighty that machshava befiv. But the shitas harambam and the chinuch and the meiri is that even a machshava that is hiskim bedaitei, that he doesn't express, but he just has that thought process at the time of the avoida, according to those rishonim, then that's enough to passel, and the drasha of kol dibura is lav davka, the main drasha is lo yechashev, their machshava greida, is enough to passel the karbi. The Gemara says that from the lashon of the Mishnah, ela shaloi alu lebailim l'shem chayva, we could be medayik like Rava, that oila sheshachta shaloi lishma, osir lizroik dama shaloi lishma, because the carbon, even after it's shechted shaloi lishma, remains biktusha sayu kaimi, and osir lishnu yebahu, And therefore, even if it's shechted shaloi lishma, it's aser lizreg dama shaloi lishma. The Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachas, in his Pirish Zevach Toida, says that even though Rava's Lashon is aser lizreg dama shaloi lishma, avada, it means that it's aser to do any of the avodas shaloi lishma. After the carbon was shechted shaloi lishma, it's aser to do the Kabbalah and the Halacha shaloi lishma as well. It's clear like this from the Lashon of Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, Aval. Rashi says that it's aser lavoid achas mishar avoidois lechatchila shaloi lishma. Any of the other avoidois. Why then did Rava say aser lizroik dama shaloi lishma? So the Chavetz Chaim says, v'hai denokat zrika ikara de karbon nokat. Rava said zrika because zrika is the ikar of the hakravas hakarbon. That's when the kapara comes, when the avodais hadam are finished after the shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. So therefore, Rava mentioned zrika because that's the ikar hakravas hakarbon. We find a lashon like this in the Shita Mekubetzes later on the Avdalid in Ois Hey in the name of the Toisus Rabbeinu Peretz that kabbalah v'halacha are not ikar hakarbon, avol zrika hu ikar hakravas hakarbon. That is the ikar hakravas hakarbon. And the pshat is like we explained before, that that's where the kaparas habaylim comes. That's why the isser of shinui baylim was specifically when one thinks klape hazrika. But al kapanim, since that's the ikar akarbon, Rava discusses the zrika, but avada la halacha, after it's shechted shaloi lishma, all the other avodos cannot be done shaloi lishma. The Gemara says that this could be explained either misvara or min hakra. If it's a svara, because when you did one avodah shaloi lishma, why should that be matter you to do other avodah shaloi lishma? So therefore, misvara it's aser. Or the Gemara says it's learned out from the pasuk of moitzas vasecha tishmar v'asisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem alekecha nedava. The pasuk calls a neder a nedava, so it must mean that if you do it correctly, then it has the status of a neder. But if you did it incorrectly, if you did it shaloi lishma, it still remains a nedava. Unadava mishari lishnuyeba, unadava, you're not allowed to have a machshava, shaloi lishma. The Chazainish, over here in Kachim, in Simon Aleph, Ois Hey, clears this halacha, that it's mavur, that you're not allowed to be zoyrik dama shaloi lishma, is that just that it's also to be zoyrik with the machshava of shinui kodesh, or is it even with shinui bailim? Shinui kodesh avada you can't do. It's b'kedushas ayu kaimi. It remains kedushas oila. So you can't do the zrikas oila l'shem shlamim, even after you had already done the shechita of this oila shaloi lishma. But what about shinui bailim? If it's not going to be oila l'bailim l'shem chayva, so maybe there is no iser to be zayrik dama b'machsheves shinui bailim. This that Rava says that it's aser to be zayrik shaloi lishma, maybe he means only shinui kodesh. What about by shinui bailim? And the Etzem Safik is already in the Taras HaKodesh. From the early Achroinim, as we mentioned before, the Taras HaKodesh on Dav Zayin Amid Beis clears this Safik. And in the Taras HaKodesh, it's Mavur that Stadei HaSafik. He says, Avada by a real Nadava, a Nadava of Ruvain, it's also for the one who's doing the Avoida to do it L'Shem Shimon. Avada is an Isser and a Psol of Shinui Bailim. However, over here, the Gemara on Dav Vav Amid Aleph is Mavur that this Nadava of a carbon that's shechted shaloi lishma, that we continue bringing it pataris nedava, is loy kipru al mashebo. If it's a carbon oila, it doesn't accomplish what a normal carbon oila is, what a normal carbon oila accomplishes, which is to be mechaper on asay. Over here, it's a nedava, it just is brought a nedava, but it's not mechaper anything for the bailim. If that's the case, clears the taras hakodesh. On one hand, it's a carbon that's being brought on behalf of Ruvain, so maybe there's an isser of shinui bailim to do the hakrava l'shem Shimon. On the other hand, this is really not accomplishing any kapara l'shem Ruvain, and therefore maybe there is no din like of shinui bailim. He's mitzayin the toises on the avdalad amid aleph, tibur hamaschel v'yeshnon la'acha misa, that after the misa of the bailim, there's no isser of shinui bailim. And Toisus in Psachim Dav Samach Aleph Amid Aleph explain, because the Isser of Shinui Bailim is because of the Kapara, Umeis Lav Bar Kapara Gmurahu. A mace can't have a Kapara, he's already dead. And therefore, there is no Isser of Shinui Bailim after the Misa of the Bailim. So maybe in this case as well, even though the Bailim is alive, but if it's not providing a Kapara for him, there would be no Isser B'Shinui Bailim, or maybe not, maybe that's just La'acha Misa, because it's as if it's not his. But over here, this is, after all, his carbon, it's being brought on his behalf, and therefore, maybe there is an Isser of Shinui Bailam. The Hachro of the Chazonish is that there is an Isser to be Zoyrek b'machsheve Shinui Bailam in this case. Since after all it is his carbon, therefore there is an Isser. When Rava says Aser Lizroik Damo Shaloi Lishma, he means not only Shinui Kodesh, but even b'machsheve Shinui Bailam. And that is the Hachro of the Dvar Avram as well, in Chelek Bey, Simen Gimel. He says, V'hu bevadai nedova shal habaylim. Avada, the nedova here, is a nedova that is on behalf of Ruvain, even if it doesn't bring a kapara for him, but it's a nedova of the baylim. V'osu l'shnu yeba, su gam shinui baylim. The iser to be mishane in the zrika of this carbon is not just by shinui kodesh, but it includes the iser of shinui baylim as well. So that's the Hachra of the Chazonish and the Dvar Avram. The Chazonish brings a raya to it from Tosfos over here on the Beis Amud Aleph, because Tosfos has two Lashonis. In Tosfos' first Lashon, the Mishnah is talking about Shinui Kodesh. The Lashon of the Mishnah of Shaloi Lishma is Pashtus referring to Shinui Kodesh. But in the second Pshat of Tosfos, Tosfos says that the Lashon of Shaloi Lishma is Koil both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. So according to the second Pshat in Tosfos, the Mishnah is referring to Shinui Bailim. And you have the same diuk in the Mishnah from the Lashon Ela Shaloi Ol Lishem Bailim Mashem Chayva, that it's also Lishnuyeba. That same diuk of the Gemara now could be applied by Shinui Bailim. And if that's the case, it's Meduyuk then in the Memra of Rava, and in the words of the Gemara, that the Isser to be Zayrik Dama B'Shinui Shaloi Lishma, after is already Shechted Shaloi Lishma, includes Shinui Bailim as well. According to the second Pshat of Tosfos, the discussion at hand is also Shinui Bailim, and Mimela, that would be Meduyik, that the Isser Lizrik Dama is even B'Shinui Bailim. The Merkevis HaMishnah, however, on the Rambam and Hilchas Psulei HaMakdashim, Perek Tezvav Halacha Aleph, argues on this Chazonish and the Dvar Avram. The Merkevis HaMishnah says that after a carbon is Shechted Shaloi Lishma, Shapir Ashoi Lishanois, Lekabel, Lohelich, Velizroik, Lashem Acherim. One can do the Kabbalah, Hoylocha, and Zwika, Lashem another person. Tahaena Oila, Lashem Ruvain. Because it doesn't work for Ruvain, it's not Machaper for Ruvain anymore. And therefore, if it's not Oila for Ruvain, there would be no problem to Shecht it, Lashem Oila Shemin. So that's a Machloikas in the Achroinim. The Merkevis HaMishnah holds that there is no Isser of Shinui Bailim, but the Chazonish and the Dvar Avram hold that there is an Isser to Shecht, to do the Zrika, B'Shinui Bailim. There is a letter that Rav Chatzkel Abramsky wrote to the Briskerov, and it's brought down in some of the Svarim that bring down the Torah of the Briskerov. For example, the Likutei Hagriz in Chelek Aleph, in the Sefer Ma'atikei Shmua, and other such Svarim, they bring that Rav Chatzkel Abramsky wrote a letter to the Briskerov, and he said that based on the Gemara and Davov that we just mentioned, that says that after a carbon is shechted shaloi lishma, the rest of the hakravas hakarbon is not going to bring any type of kapara to this bailim. So Rav Chaskel Abramsky says that it's mashma that einoi oid karbonoi shal hamakriv klal. It's not his carbon at all. It's brought as an adava, but it's not brought as an adava on behalf of Ruvain. It's just an adava that's brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Upoka mine din bailim lagamri. He has no shame bailim at all on this, and therefore v'les beishuv gam machsheves shinui bailim k'moisha eina ba'olav klal. It's as if he's not the owner b'chlal, and therefore there is no iser of shinui bailim. And this is like the shita of the Merkevis HaMishnah that we just mentioned. Rav Chatzkel Abramsky learns from the Gemara and Davov that the person is not called a bailim b'chlal, and if he's not called a bailim b'chlal, it doesn't pass the musig of machsheves shinui bailim. However, the Briskerov responded in his letter to Rav Chatzkel Abramsky that it's not true. Avada, after the carbon is shechted shaloi lishma, it's loy olu lebailim shem chayva, and it's loy kipru al mashabo, but avada, it still is called that he is the bailim on this carbon. And therefore it will be usher to shechted, to do the zrika shaloi lishma, like the hachra of the Dvar Avram and the Chazonish. The Briskerov says, I have a raya that it's considered his carbon, even after it's shechted shaloi lishma, from a Mishnah in Nazir, daf mem vav amid beis. Interesting that he didn't feel that there was a raya directly from the sugyas in Zvachim, but he brought a raya from Nazir, daf mem vav amid beis, because there the Mishnah brings the shita of Reb Shimon, that a Nazir at the end of his days of Nazirus is supposed to be megaleach, is supposed to shave his head when he brings a carbon, oila, or a carbon shlamim. So Reb Shimon's shita is that if the carbon is shechted shaloi lishma, still the tiglachas is kshera. The Rabbanon say that it's no good, since it's shaloi lishma, so therefore it wasn't a carbon that was oil l'bayil m'shem chayva, and that passes the tiglachas, but Reb Shimon holds that it's a good tiglachas, and the Gemara says there in Nazir that it's because Reb Shimon holds that a tiglachas can work on a carbon nedava, and therefore since when a carbon is shechted shaloi l'shma, so with nedava yehei, it becomes a nedava, so it's a shalmei nedava instead of a shalmei nazir, but Reb Shimon holds that that's good enough for the tiglachas, and therefore the tiglachas is kshera. Zachta briskirav, even though Reb Shimon holds it doesn't have to be a Shalmei Nazir, it could be a Shalmei Nedava, but it's Pashat Al Kopanim Tzaruch Shayia Karbonei Shalzeh Nazir. Avada, it has to be a carbon that's brought on his behalf, or else how does this Teglachas work? The Teglachas has to work a la carbon, and it has to be a carbon that's his. So obviously if Reb Shimon holds that it works, the carbon is obviously being Nikrav Olav, it's being Nikrav on his behalf, because Avada Zakta Briskarov, if he's Megaleach al Karbonei Shel Acherim, Avada is Lo Yatzi Yedei Teglachas. Therefore, it's Muchach from that Mishnah that it's called his carbon. And just to clarify, the Briskarov obviously means that even though the Raya is from Reb Shimon, and we pass like the Chachamim, the Rambam and Hilchas Nazirus, Periches, Halochates, pass like the Chachamim that it's not a good Teglachas. But that's not because the Rabbanon argue on this Yesoid. The Rabbanon hold in Hilchas Teglachas Nazir that you need, the Teglachas has to be on the carbon. It can't be on a carbon nedava. And on that, Reb Shimon says, no, even if it just works as a carbon nedava, it could still be good, and therefore it's a good teglachas. But everybody agrees to this yesoid that is muchach from Reb Shimon, that this carbon is called a carbon that's brought on his behalf. And therefore, says the Brisker Rav, there is an iser of shinui bailim, even after the carbon is shechted, shaloi lishma. If you look carefully at the Taras HaKodesh on Dav Zayin, it's mashma, that was pasha to him, like the Brisker Rav, that Avada, he is the Shem Bailam on the carbon. But even though he's the Shem Bailam on the carbon, since the carbon is not accomplishing a kapara for him, therefore maybe he would be compared to someone who is mace, and therefore there's no Isser of Shinui Bailam. But the Taras HaKodesh says no, that the other tzad of the Taras HaKodesh is that it's Usser B'Shinui Bailam, because it is after all his carbon. But that was Pasha to him, that he is called the Shem Bailam of the carbon. The Hakira was, but maybe there's no Isser of Shinui Bailam because it's not providing a kapara. And the Hachrav, the Dvar Avram, is that even though it's not providing him a kapara, but since it is a carbon that's brought on his behalf, therefore there would be an iser to shechted, to do the zrika b'shinui bailim after the carbon is shechted shaloi lishma. The sugya on Dav Beis Amid Beis discusses the din of stama lishma, both by kachim and by gittin. The sugya extends to Dav Gimel, and there's a famous vart of the Brisker Rav on the inyan of stama lishma. We will start the shir in Mitzvah Shem on Dav Gimel with this inyan. I would wait till Dav Gimel to go into the inyan, because to understand it fully, we have to see the gemaras and the rayas from Dav Gimel to this inyan. So we'll start with that in Mitzvah Shem in the following shir.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.